Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman with another episode of the Espresso Sips. And I have on my Agile Coach hat, and I want to take a different tone in this particular episode. A lot of times, as a coach, and if you especially were listening to the last couple of episodes, it's focusing on areas and issues, mistakes people make. And I'm doing that so that I can steer a lot of you away from making the same mistakes. But sometimes as a coach, it's not just about whether you're doing it right or wrong. Sometimes we also just got to acknowledge that you're at least doing it. You're attempting to do something. One of the things that I say is sometimes perfection can be the enemy of agile. And that doesn't just apply to the product that you're building, is also in the process and the creation of the process and the evolution of the process. Is sometimes we're too hard on ourselves, or coaches can be too hard on you to the point where they're just trying to press you to one specific way of doing something. And ultimately, I'm not saying that continuous improvement isn't important. Everybody knows I'm a big advocate of continuous improvement. But what I'm saying is pace yourself. It's a journey, and you're in it for the long haul. Now pace yourself in a way that there is continuous growth. You don't want to get stale or stagnant. And all that said, you know, it almost sounds like contradictions. You know, on the one hand, don't rush yourself, don't be too hard on yourself, but at the other hand, don't, you know, go too slow or, you know, take too many breathers. I get it. I totally get it. Because even as a coach, I'm often monitoring and moderating, do we, you know, go for a full court press, or do we just kind of leisurely, you know, walk our way down the court to the other end so we don't get tire people out, burn people out. It's a careful balance, and I completely get it. And that's the piece where coaches have to study the art and science of change management. Because people get overloaded. But one of the things is I want you to take some time to, again, give yourself some credit. And part of it is, no matter what strides that you're making, take some time and celebrate them. Celebrate the small victories. Especially celebrate the outcome, not just the process itself. So let's say we change to doing refinement twice a sprint. Don't celebrate that, we're consistently doing refinement. That's a great target, but the actual end goal is, does that refinement now give us a healthier backlog, and now it's easier to pick up things, and the things are in better shape when you start working on them. So you're able to say that now we're able to start and finish things a lot faster with fewer delays or fewer holds. So the finishing is the thing that we want to celebrate. So one of the things when you're thinking about and framing your whole continuous process improvement, frame it around not how many things we want to change or how fast we want to change things, but how often do we want to celebrate? Every retrospective, do we want to have something that we can celebrate, that we can put out there that, hey, we proposed doing this differently. We did it with the intent of having a different measurable outcome. And at the end of this 2 weeks, or at the end of two or three sprints, we're going to measure those and we're going to celebrate. So who doesn't want more celebrations? No one necessarily says, I want more processes. I want more change. You definitely don't hear that. I know I don't as a coach. But who doesn't want a celebration? So you, whoever is your coach, and that could be in the form of a manager, or whoever is your advocate or your champion, your scrum masters, one of their jobs is to make sure that there's a healthy rotation of celebration. And celebration can also be in the form of, you know, not taking yourself so seriously. Even sometimes celebrating some of the bloopers. You know, have a blooper reel where you can go back and look. I know so many of my projects that I've worked on in my IT career. The best part is after you've had a big launch and we would meet up at, I'm going to call it the local pub or bar or wherever, eatery, and we trade those war stories. And it really is, it was a release to kind of laugh at ourselves or joke about things and bloopers. Build that into your retrospective. Also, just you have to remember to remind yourself as a team, even as managers, as leaders, that one of the premises of Agile is feeling free to make mistakes. Mistakes help you learn fast. And by doing that, mistakes include not always hitting your deadlines, not always giving the client everything that they want, and not always having perfect delivery of products. Well, you say, well, if that's not the always going to be the end goal, well, what's the purpose of us going through all of these exercises of trying to pursue a framework? Well, Agile never promised. I even tell people Agile is not synonymous with going faster. There's many implementations where you have to go slower in order to implement Agile. But Agile does emphasize that when you deliver something, you deliver something that has value, something that the customer has value, they can put out there, they can get a reaction from that reaction, and that reaction may be because it's not perfect and it doesn't have everything that the client wanted, but it's something that the client can react to, and then through their feedback, you'll know what's the most important thing I need to work on next, but not trying to work on everything all at once. So all of that goes hand in hand. So I know, you know, I could end this episode right here, right now, with just those words, because just take a minute to really kind of consider and digest that it's never going to be perfect. Software development and delivery is not going to be perfect, but do you strive to reduce the margin of error, to prioritize and to hit the mark as far as what's the most important things, and those things that you do put forth, that they at least hold their value. And as far as quality and maintainability, those are things that you do want to strive for. And in your striving, depending on how close you get, how much margin of error you give yourself, 5 or 10% wiggle room, celebrate. So that's it in a nutshell. Share that concept and that idea with your team, with your leaders, with your scrum masters. If their reaction just right off the bat is no way, no how, then the one thing that I will leave you with, whether you embrace that concept that it doesn't have to be perfect to be agile, what I will say is I can still guarantee you, even if you don't accept it, doesn't mean it's not the reality. No matter how much you strive, no matter how much rigor you put around your processes alone won't guarantee that everything is going to be perfect all of the time. So It's more of when we do identify what needs to be improved, we've got a framework, an agile framework that helps us pivot fast. So that's what we're really striving for, is shooting for growth and continuous improvement. And when we miss the mark a little bit, lighten up, laugh at ourselves a little bit, and then get ready to pivot. All right, that's our sip for today. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Thank you for listening.